This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
No one will be able to hide on the Day of Judgment. No book they will be able to close. Everything will be exposed. Even the sky will be exposed. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And when the sky is stripped away, meaning the veil is removed. كَافْ شِينْ طَى. كَشْطْ is to remove, to strip off something that was covering another. Like for example, a curtain that is covering the house or a part of the house. So kasht is to remove that curtain. Or for example, the back of a horse is covered with the saddle. So removing that saddle and exposing the back is what? Kasht. Likewise, removing the skin of a slaughtered camel. This is kasht, because when it's removed, then the flesh is exposed. So وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. The sky will be peeled away. Meaning there will be nothing covering it. No clouds, no stars, no overcast. This is similar to how a building, a house, the roof, what does it do? It covers the house, right? And because of the roof, because of the ceiling, you cannot see what is above it. Isn't it? So the sky is like a ceiling for us. So when this ceiling is removed, what does it mean? What is above the sky will be visible. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ. Things that are in the unseen right now, that are in the ghaib right now, will become shahada. They will become witnessed. Like jahim, the hellfire. We don't see it. We don't know where it is. We can't find it. But on that day when the curtain of the unseen is removed, then وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ. When hell will be set ablaze. سُعِرَتْ, سَعِير, fire, burning. But we learn from many texts of the Qur'an and Sunnah that hellfire is burning right now. But on the Day of Judgment it will be set ablaze? Yes. Meaning the fire will be increased. So the flames will come out, smoke will emerge in three columns. Each flame or spark that comes out of hell will be like the size of a building. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And at that time, paradise will also be brought near. In Surah Qaf, Ayah 31, Allah says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Jannah will also be brought near. And at that time, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ. Every nafs, every person will know, مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. What it has brought. أَحْضَرَتْ حَاضَرَ. حَاضِر. To be present. أَحْضَرَ. To make something present. Meaning to bring something and present it. So every person will know on that day what they have brought. The house they built, that they paid off, will not matter. The clothes they bought, will not matter. The car they drove, will not matter. The diamonds they wore, will not matter. The gadgets they used, will not matter. What will matter? What is in the book of deeds. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أحضرت. Before going on any journey, do we prepare for it? Months in advance, weeks in advance. And sometimes we prepare more than what we need. So we have extra baggage. But are we doing even the bare minimum that we need for that day? عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أحضرت. We all need to think, what am I doing for Sadaqah Jariyah? What charity am I giving today so that it will continue to benefit me once I'm dead? What good causes am I supporting today so that my reward will continue to come in? How many good things have I written or have I taught? What am I teaching my children? How am I preparing for tomorrow? The wealth, the time, the ability, the skills that Allah has given me. What am I doing with them? Just using them for today or investing in my tomorrow? In Surah Ali Imran, ayah 30, Allah says, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. It is the day when a person will see everything they have done. Everything of good and everything of evil. Whatever they have done, they will find it present in front of themselves. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. So what are we preparing? فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. فَلَا, so no, أُقْسِمُ, I swear, بِالْخُنَّسِ, by the retreating stars. Remember, لَا over here can be taken as extra for the purpose of emphasis. So فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ, I swear by the خُنَّس. خُنَّس is the plural of خَانِس. خَا نُون سِين. And خَانِس is one that moves back, one that retreats, from the word خَنَسَ. خَنَّاس. Who is خَنَّاس? Shaitan. Because when you mention Allah's name, what does Shaitan do? خَنَسَ. He retreats. He goes away. But then does he stay there? No, he comes back. This is خَنَسَ. To move back, to disappear, to retreat. So خُنَّاس refers to stars that reverse on their orbits. Meaning sometimes they go from the east to the west, meaning you see them going from east to west, and sometimes you see them going in the opposite direction. It is said that they are stars of retrograde motion, going in the opposite direction or changing their course. They are al-jawari al-kunnas. Al-jawar, plural of the word jariya. Jariya meaning one that sails. It's also used for ships. Al-jawari fil bahri kal-a'lam. So here, al-jawar, meaning those that proceed. Just like ships, they sail, meaning they go forward, tajri, right? So here, al-jawar, meaning those that proceed, and then as they proceed, al-kunnas, they're ones that disappear. Al-kunnas, plural of the word kanis, kaf, noon, seen, kanasa, to hide away, to disappear. It is said that kinas is a hiding place of an animal such as a deer. Gazelle or deer. Many times people have trouble hunting them because they're chasing them and all of a sudden the animal disappears. Why? Because it went in its hideout. So who is Canis? One who disappears. So now look at the description again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by what? By stars. What kind of stars? Stars that retreat. How? That they're running on their courses and then they disappear. You see them, comets, shooting stars, right? You see them in the sky moving, and then what happens? They disappear completely out of sight. Why do they disappear? One of the reasons is because they have gone too far away. Or they have ceased to exist. Or that the night has come to an end. So where you saw the star in the night sky, now the night is no longer there, so you don't see them anymore. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسَ, another oath. And by the night, إِذَا عَسْعَسَ, when it closes in. عَيْن سِين سِين is the root, عَسَّ. عَسَّ is to go about at night in order to guard or to catch prey. And عَسْعَسَ اللَّيْلِ, this is a word that is used to describe the night. عَسْعَسَ اللَّيْلِ, it's when the night comes in or when it departs. So it gives two opposite meanings. The coming of the night, the settling of the night, or the departing of the night. So وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ, by the night as it comes in or as it departs. وَالصُّبْحِ, and by the morning, إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, when it breathes. تَنَفَّسْ, نُون فَاسِين, it means to breathe. Inhale, exhale, to breathe. And breathing is a sign of life. So وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, the morning as it breathes, meaning as it comes to life, as it sets in. But breathing, you also notice it when? When a person is near his death. Isn't it? So وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, meaning the day as it comes in, and it barely comes alive that it dies again. Such is the temporary nature of this life. You see stars shining so bright in the sky, comets moving. Then what happens? Gone. The night comes in with all its darkness. But then what happens? Gone. The morning comes in, spreads its light. But then what happens? Gone. Before you know it, the shooting star emerges and disappears. Doesn't it? I remember once we went to the beach in order to, this is in a different country, to see the shooting stars because it was, you were supposed to see them at a certain time, within a certain time. But we missed it because we were staring and we fell asleep and we missed it. You only see that magnificent display for a few moments, not for hours. If you're lucky, yes, maybe. But generally, for only a few moments. That's how it is. The most beautiful things even are there in this life, in this world, for how long? For how long? Very briefly. The night, look at the word for the night, as, opposite meanings it gives, right? Coming and going, because that is the reality of the night. The day breathes, and before even it shines fully, it ends. This is the temporary nature of life. It comes and it goes. We see, we witness these changes, transformations in this world every day, every year. On a daily basis, we witness all these changes. And what do they prove? What do they prove? The coming of the hour. The night is just one episode, right? The day is just one episode. And this world that you live in, this is also just one episode. It seems very long. But if it has started, it's going to come to an end. All of this proves the reality of the Day of Judgment. And it also proves that someone has made it. And he is the one who has sent this message to you. So after taking these oaths, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Indeed this, meaning this Qur'an, is a word of who? A noble messenger. This is referring to Jibreel. But the Qur'an is not the word of Jibreel in the sense that he is the one who has said it. No, it's attributed to him because he has conveyed it. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. And this messenger, this angel, he is kareem, of beautiful appearance. ذِي قُوَّةٍ. Who has quwwah? He has power. He's strong and mighty. 700 wings. عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ. Near the owner of the throne. And who is the owner of the throne? Allah the Exalted. So near him, what is the position of Jibreel? It is makin, secure. Mim kaf noon. One who is secure and firm in his position. Established. كَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفِ. Why is Jibreel important? Because he is حامل القرآن. He is the one who was entrusted with the revelation. مُطَاعٍ. One who is obeyed. Jibreel is obeyed. Where? ثَمَّ. There. This is not thumma, this is thamma. Thamma means there. Where? There, in the heavens. So much so, that when Jibreel tells the inhabitants of the heavens, that you should love so and so, because Allah loves so and so, and I love so and so, then what do? They love that person. Jibreel is obeyed by the rest of the angels. Muta'in. And this is something so powerful. Do you ever feel like people don't listen to you? Many mothers have this complaint. Mother-in-laws, older sisters, they have this complaint. People don't listen to me. Jibreel is muta'. He is obeyed. Why is it that his speech or his command has so much effect that angels follow his instructions? Why? Why? What are the qualities of Jibreel that we find over here? His position near Allah and the fact that he was entrusted with the Qur'an. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. You listen to Allah, people will listen to you. You listen to Allah's word. Give it importance. People will give importance to your word. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ And your companion, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is not bimajnoon at all, one who is mad. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed the Quran to the people. And he told them about how he saw Jibreel. And people said, you've gone mad. Allah says, your companion is not mad at all. He's not hallucinating. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ And certainly he saw him. Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jibreel. Where? Bil ufuq, in the horizon, al mubin, clear. Meaning for real, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jibreel up in the horizon. Wama huwa, and he is not. Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not. Ala al ghaybi, about the unseen. Bidhaneen, at all stingy. Dhaneen, dhad, noon, noon. When someone is very stingy about something they like or something that they love, so they don't share. They don't tell. They just keep it to themselves. What does it mean? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not one to hold anything back. If he saw it, he will tell you. If he received it, he will convey. So in other words, if he's conveying something to you, it's because he received it. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ And this Qur'an is not the word of the expelled devil. Shaytan, who was expelled from where? From the heavens. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ So, O people, where are you going? Where are you going? You're leaving this Qur'an? You're going away from the Qur'an? Where are you going? أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Why don't you listen to this nasiha? Why don't you accept this advice? Why don't you listen to it, learn it, and benefit from it? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ This is not except a reminder to the worlds, to all people, all of mankind. It's good for you, you need it. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ For whoever wills among you, أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ That he should يَسْتَقِيمُ What does يَسْتَقِيمُ mean? Istiqama. Remember the two meanings of istiqama? What's the first meaning? To become straight, upright. To adopt a right course. And the second meaning is to remain firm on the right course. So whoever wants to do things the right way, whoever wants to get their life together, whoever wants to be on the straight path, and whoever wants to remain firm on guidance, then what is it that they should adhere to? What is it that they should listen to? The Qur'an. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ Whoever wants to correct themselves, whoever wishes to remain firm upon the right path, then they must bring the Qur'an in their lives. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ And you cannot even will. إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ Except that Allah wills. Who is Allah? رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ Lord of the worlds. You cannot even wish for guidance. You cannot even remain firm on guidance without the permission and help of Allah. So what does this ayah mean? Ask Allah for tawfiq. But unfortunately, we misunderstand this verse. We say, oh, then how is it my fault? That's not the purpose of this ayah. The purpose of this ayah is ask Allah for guidance. Ask Allah to allow you to benefit from the Qur'an. Ask Allah to allow you to remain firm upon the guidance you have learned from the Qur'an. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ Recitation.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء أكشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته